السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع هداه، أما بعد، حياكم الله إخوتي المستمعين في أمريكا وفي غيرها. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد. على العبد أن يعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى ما خلقه في هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لعبادته وتوحيده، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ولكن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل في طريق العبد إلى الله عز وجل أمورا وابتلاءات يبتلي بها الله عز وجل عباده، ليعلم هل هم صادقون في إيمانهم، ليظهر صدقهم وإقبالهم على الله عز وجل. ومن ذلك وقوع العبد في الذنوب والمعاصي. ولا شك أن ابن آدم كلهم يخطئون، كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. والعبد ليس بمعصوم، ليس بمعصوم إلا من عصمه الله. الأنبياء إذا وقع الذنب من العبد فإنه مطالب بمحاسبة نفسه، ومطالب بالرجوع إلى الله عز وجل حتى لو تكرر منه الذنب. إذا كان الأنبياء الذين هم معصومون من كبائر الذنوب قد يقع منهم الخطأ، ومع هذا يبادرون إلى التوبة إلى الله عز وجل والاستغفار، والله عز وجل أمر العباد كلهم بالرجوع إليه والتوبة، وتوبوا إلى الله جميعاً أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. ومن أراد الفلاح في الدارين والفوز الدنيا والآخرة عليه أن يتوب إلى الله عز وجل. والله سبحانه وتعالى يحب هذا الأمر من عباده، وكفى بهذا فضلا لهذه التوبة أن تكون ممن يحبه الله عز وجل. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين، توابين الذين يكثرون من التوبة. ولذلك ابن القيم رحمه الله يقول: لو لم تكن التوبة أحب الأشياء إليه لما ابتلي بالذنب أكرم الخلق عليه، فلمحبته لتوبة عبده ابتلاه بالذنب الذي يوجب وقوع محبوبه من التوبة وزيادة محبته لعبده، فإن للتائبين عنده محبة خاصة أو محبة خاصة. وقد ضرب نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم مثلا عظيما بفرح الله عز وجل بتوبة عبده، ذاك الذي أذنب وخالف أمر الله وعصى الله، مع هذا يحب الله من هذا العبد العاصي أن يرجع إليه. لله أشد فرحا بتوبة أحدكم من رجل نزل منزلا وبه مهلكة ومعه راحلته عليها طعامه وشرابه، وضع رأسه فنام نومه، استيقظ وقد ذهبت راحلته حتى اشتد عليه الحر والعطش، رجع إلى مكانه فنام نومة ينتظر الموت، ثم رفع رأسه فإذا راحلته عنده. والله أشد فرحا بتوبة العبد من فرح هذا العبد إن رجعت إليه الحياة، حتى قال من شدة الفرح: اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك، أخطأ من شدة الفرح. والله عز وجل إذا أراد بالعبد خيرا أوقع منه التوبة بعد الذنب حتى يرجع إليه، يرجع إلى الله وينكسر إلى مولاه ويتواضع لله عز وجل، ويعرف أن الله له الفضل العظيم على عباده. ومن فضل الله عز وجل على عباده أن من تاب تبدل سيئاته حسنات كرما من الله وفضلا، وهذا التبديل جاء في الحديث أنه يكون يوم القيامة، تبدل سيئاته إلى حسنات. وأيضا يدخل فيه تبديل حياة العبد وطريقته في السلوك والعبادة، ينتقل إلى أحسن وأحسن، وتتغير سلوكه من سيء إلى أحسن، من طريق المعاصي إلى طريق العبادة، بسبب إخلاصه في التوبة إلى الله. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات، وكان الله غفورا رحيما. بل التوبة من أعظم الأسباب أن تحط عنك جميع الخطايا، لكن بشرط أن تكون توبة صادقة نصوحة توفرت فيها شروط التوبة. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة، عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. فمن أراد تكفير السيئات والدخول الجنات فعليه بالتوبة إلى رب الأرض والسماوات. من أراد الخير في الدنيا والآخرة فليكثر من التوبة والاستغفار. لذلك قال هود لقومه: استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويزدكم قوة إلى قوتكم. ونوح قال لقومه: يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. كل هذا من آثار التوبة والاستغفار إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. الله عز وجل لا تضره ذنوبنا ولا تنفعه حسناتنا، ومع هذا إذا نزل في آخر كل ليلة ينادي عباده أن يستغفرني فأغفر له. بل الله عز وجل يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار، ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. كل هذا والله باسط يده إلى عباده ليتوبوا ويرجعوا إليه. وعلى العبد ألا يتعاطم الذنب، فرحمة الله أعظم وفضله أوسع. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا مهما كانت من شرك وكفر ومعاص كبائر، إذا تاب العبد تاب الله عليه. ولكن عليه أن يحقق الشروط التي تكون توبته مقبولة عند الله. الأول الإقلاع، يترك الذنب ويقلع عنه. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. الشرط الثاني الندم، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أنس: توبة الندم، وهذا من أعظم شروطها. لا يفرح العبد بمعصيته التي حصلت منه ثم يزعم أنه يكون تائبا يتلذذ بها ويتفكر بها، لا بد من الندم. المؤمن يرى الذنب على رأسه كالجبل، والمنافق يرى الذنب على وجهه كالذبابة. ومن الشروط العزم، أن يعزم عزما أكيدا ألا يرجع إلى هذا الذنب مهما حصل، وأن يكره أن يعود إلى الكفر كما يكره أن يلقى في النار كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولكن مع هذا قد يقع منه، العبد ليس بمعصوم، قد يأتيه الهوى والشيطان والنفس وقرناء السوء أصحاب السوء يوقعونه في الذنب، فليكرر التوبة وليكرر الاستغفار. نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي هريرة في البخاري قال: إني لا أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة، وهو الذي قد غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. وجاء في مسلم من حديث الأغر من يسار قال: أكثر من 100 مرة. من أعظم شروط التوبة إرجاع الحقوق إلى أهلها، فمن كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه فليتحلل منه في عرض أو مال. من أعظم شروطها كذلك الإخلاص لله عز وجل، وهو شرط عام في جميع العبادات، والتوبة من أجل العبادات. فعلينا أيها الكرام أن ننظر في الداء الذي هو الذنوب والمعاصي ودواؤها والتوبة والاستغفار والرجوع إلى الله عز وجل. حاسب نفسك وانظر فيما قصرت في حق الله، جلس مع نفسك، تذكر ذنوبك وبادر إلى التوبة والاستغفار قبل أن يأتيك الأجل، ولا ينفعك بعد ذلك الندم. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا وإياكم من التائبين، نسأله عز وجل أن يغفر ذنوبنا وذنوب آبائنا وأمهاتنا، أن يدخلنا الجنة وإياكم جميعا.
جزاك الله خير.
وإياكم ويحفظكم. أريد أن أبشر أولا الإخوة أننا في مركز ابن القيم بعد أن تخرج منها كثير من الطلاب وكانت دراستها باللغة العربية، وقد رأيت معاناة كثير من الإخوة الذين لا يحسنون اللغة العربية ويريدون تعلم العلوم الشرعية. لأجل هذا الحمد لله أطلقنا التسجيل لبرنامج أكاديمي شرعي يدرس فيها الطلاب 3 فصول دراسية، سنة أو سنة ونصف، ويهدف هذا البرنامج إلى إتاحة العلوم الشرعية للطلبة الناطقين باللغة الإنجليزية، وسيدرس فيها الشيخ بدر النزي وكذلك أنا سأدرس فيها، بالإضافة إلى معلم ومعلمة للقرآن، وبالإضافة إلى دراسة القاعدة النورانية لطريقة قراءة القرآن الصحيحة. ورأينا في هذه الدراسة أيضا الأيام تكون من الجمعة إلى الأحد، أيضا مناسبة في أوقات مناسبة للإخوة، ويدرسون فيها علم العقيدة والحديث والتفسير والفقه، يدرسون السيرة والأخلاق والتربية الأسرية، وأيضا هناك اختبارات ودراسة أكاديمية جيدة. فندعو الإخوة جميعا والأخوات إلى التسجيل في مركز ابن القيم حتى يتحصلوا على هذه الفرصة إن شاء الله، التي بها يرتقون في العلم والمعرفة. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق. أحببت أن أبشر الإخوة بهذه البشرى، والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
جزاك الله خير.
وياكم وحفظكم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ما بعد، this is the translation of today's telelink with the Sheikh الدكتور خالد بن ضحوي الظفيري حفظه الله تعالى from the مشايخ of الكويت. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. And today's lecture is titled or surrounding the topic of At-Tawbah, the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He began with saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all praises due to Allah, salatu wassalam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he began with welcoming the brothers here in America and those outside of America. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success for everyone. He began with saying that it is upon the servant to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created him in this life except to uphold the worship of Allah and his tawheed, to single him out alone without any partners. Allah the Most High, he has said, we have not created jinn and mankind except to worship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon the path of the servant trials and tests. These tests to make manifest the truthful in their claims of iman, and to allow the servant to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to draw nearer to him. So from these paths or from these afflictions is the falling of the servant into sins. And all of the servants, if they make mistakes and fall into sins, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us in the hadith, every child of Adam makes mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes or fall into sins are those who repent. So the servant, they are not free or protected from sin, except for the prophets of Allah. So when the servant, they fall into a sin, upon them is to hold themselves to account, to return back to Allah. And we see that, we've learned that the prophets, they have been protected from falling into major sins. And perhaps they may fall into a small matter. And even them, these prophets of Allah, you find that they would hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repentful and seeking His forgiveness. Allah the Most High, He has said, and repent to Allah, all of you, so that you may be successful. So whoever desires success in both abodes, in the dunya and in the akhirah, then upon them is that they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He loves this affair of repentance. And sufficient of a virtue for the individual is that Allah loves the repenters. Allah the Most High, He has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent and those who purify themselves, showing that they make much repentance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them for this. Al-Imam ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned, if it was not that in Tawbah we find the most beloved of affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the returning of the servant to Him. So due to this, he had been trialed with these sins, so that the servant could perform acts of repentance, so that they could repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive the special love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the tawwabin, those who repent to Him. And we find that in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirms that Allah is delighted and happy with the repentance of the servant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this servant, and the servant, they disobeyed Him, and Allah is delighted and happy with his repentance. We find in the hadith that indeed Allah is more delighted or more happy with the repentance of one of you all than a man who embarked upon a journey that was very dangerous. In this journey, there was his destruction, and he took along with him his riding beast and his sustenance, and he went to sleep. And when he woke up, he realized that his riding beast and his sustenance had walked off, the riding beast. So when he recognized this, he accepted that he would die and prepared to die. So he laid down to sleep again. And when he woke up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had returned back to him his sustenance, his riding beast. So he said, out of happiness, and he had mistaken, out of happiness, or the severe happiness, he said, Allahumma anta rabbi. Oh Allah, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. He said, out of his happiness, oh Allah, I am your Lord and you are my servant. أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرَحِ. He made this mistake. And his tongue made this mistake out of the great happiness that he had. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he affirmed that Allah is more happy than this individual. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for a servant, He blesses him to repent after a sin, so that he may humble himself in front of Allah and repent to Him, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has much bounty over and many favors over His servants. And from those favors upon the servant is that the one who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah changes his evil deeds to good deeds. As we find affirmed in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change those evil deeds to good deeds. As well, we find that from the virtues is that in this life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange, or He will change the actions that they were performing, the lifestyle that they were living, that they will be changed from evil to good, and from bad to good, due to the sincerity of this individual and his repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah the Most High, He has said, إِلَّا مِنْ تَابَ, except for those, إِلَّا مِنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, except for those who repent, and they believe, and they do good deeds, righteous actions. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Then certainly Allah will change their evil deeds to good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is all-forgiving, the most merciful. So at Tawbah, repentance is from the means of the removal of all of the sins. All of the sins of the individual could be removed with repentance, but it must be done with the proper conditions. Allah the Most High, He has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, repent to Allah a sincere repentance. So whoever desires that their sins are expiated and they are entered into paradise, then let them make much tawbah, much repentance to Allah. We find that Prophet Hud said to his people, استغفروا ربكم, seek the forgiveness of your Lord. وَتُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and repent to Him. He shall send down to you from the heavens, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, And he will increase your strength upon strength. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the statement of Prophet Nuh to his people. Repent to your Lord. He will send down to you from the heavens, just as sama'a alaykum midrara, send down to you much sustenance from the heavens, to the end of those verses. All of this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not harmed by the sins of the people, nor is he benefited by their good deeds. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still descends every night, as we find affirmed in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah the Most High descends every night. And he says to the servants, who will seek my forgiveness so that I may forgive them? And we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah extends his hand at night to accept the repentance of the sinners of the day. And he extends his hand during the day to accept the repentance of the sinners of the night until the sun will rise from the east. Until the sun will rise from the west. All of this, Allah extending his hand to the servants to accept the repentance. So what is upon the servant is that they do not look at the sins as being too great for the mercy of Allah. For indeed, the favors of Allah are greater. Allah the Most High, he has said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, say, oh my servants, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those who have transgressed much against themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all of the sins. Indeed, Allah is all forgiving, the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives all of the sins for the one who repents. Let it be shirk or disbelief or major sins or minor sins when the servant repents sincerely to him. And upon him, for this repentance to be accepted, is that it is accompanied with the proper conditions. The first of those conditions, al-iqla' an adh-dhanb, that they abandon the sin. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, describing the believers, الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, those that when they fall into an evil deed, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they oppress themselves, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, they remember Allah much, وَلَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا, and they do not continue upon that which they did. So the first of the conditions that the person, that they must leave off this sin. And then the Shaykh said the second condition, النَّدَمْ, that they must have remorse and regret for this sin. As we find in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, an-nadamu tawbah, that remorse is repentance. So the servants should not be delighted by disobeying Allah, nor that when they think about this sin that they ponder upon the enjoyment that they had, but rather they should hate this sin. And that, as we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he hates to return to disbelief, the way he hates to be thrown into the fire. So the believer, they look at the sins as if it is a mountain upon his head, about to fall upon him. And as for the hypocrite, they look at their sins as if they were a fly upon his nose, and all he has to do is shoo it away. The third condition, al-azmu ala alla ya'ud, that he has the resolute that he shall not return back to that sin. That he, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, that he hates to return to disbelief the way he hates to be thrown into the hellfire. And with this being said, the servant, they may still fall into a sin because he is not perfect. He's not ma'soom. For indeed the soul and the shaitan and evil companions and those around them, they may entice the servant. But with this being said, they must still maximize and do as much tawbah as possible. They do not lose hope and give up. We find in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, that is found in the authentic Sahih of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, repent to your Lord, for indeed I repent to him more than 70 times in one day. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one whose previous sins and future sins were forgiven. And we find in the hadith of Al-Aghar ibn Yasar, which is found in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said on occasion more than 100 times. And from the greatest of conditions of repentance is returning the rights to those deserving of those rights. If someone oppressed someone, that they repay what was taken from them. And also from the greatest conditions of a tawbah is al-ikhlas, sincerity to Allah. This is a general condition in all acts of worship, that the actions are done sincerely for Allah alone without any partners. So upon all of us is to look into the illness, the disease, which is sins, and then ponder upon ourselves, to sit down with ourselves and bring ourselves to account and look into our actions. And then we hasten to repent to Allah and to seek His forgiveness before death comes to us, before the time is up and we will not be able to repent at this point. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from the repentful. And our parents, our mothers and our fathers, and those who we have love for, and they enter us into paradise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, they enter all into al-jannat al-firdaus. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This was the first portion, and then the Shaykh hafidhullah ta'ala, in the second portion, when he continued speaking again, he made, alhamdulillah, a nice announcement. And that is that he said, I give glad tidings to my dear brothers and sisters, that alhamdulillah, Markaz ibn al-Qayyim, and Markaz ibn al-Qayyim is an online program that is supervised by Sheikh Khalid himself, and the staff of Alhamd that are teaching the various subjects are from the various mashayikh. Many of them are holders of the PhD and the masters from various Islamic universities. And alhamdulillah, the Sheikh mentions that after the program has been completed by numerous students, men and also women, from all over the world, wa alhamdul minna. And the Shari'i subjects, the academy level, were previously taught all in Arabic. And the Sheikh said that I saw that there was a difficulty found by many of the students that were not of the Arabic, not Arabic speakers. So alhamdulillah, due to this, there will be beginning in the upcoming semester programs that will be taught in English, translated into English with alhamd, for three semesters, which is roughly a year or a year and a half. And they will study the various subjects that were taught in Arabic previously. Alhamdulillah, the mashayikh that are involved, the likes of Sheikh Badr al-Inazi, and also Sheikh Khalid himself, and the other teachers, as well as Al-Qa'idat al-Nuraniya will be taught with alhamd, which is a book that teaches the individual how to read the Quran correctly. And alhamdulillah, the class times will be from Friday until Sunday, and the times will be set so that they're appropriate with the schedules of the various students, which they will study various subjects, al-aqidah, and hadith, and tafsir, and fiqh, and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then akhlaq, the character, as well as al-tarbiyah al-usariyah, the tarbiyah of the families, as well as the courses having the various homeworks, as well as also tests, so that the students are able to track their progress. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So we encourage their brothers, alhamdulillah, for those who have studied in the program, alhamdulillah, you see that they have the Arabic level, which is three semesters as well, where the students begin learning the Arabic language as well as the Quran. And then in the past, they would complete that program and move on to the Islamic studies courses. But now, alhamdulillah, these courses will be offered, translated into English, alhamdulillah, so that the students are able to achieve much good, insha'Allah ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, we encourage the brothers and also the sisters to look into these type of programs. Wajazakum Allahu khaira. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.